Now, a male sheep is called a... Did y'all have sheep here?
Yeah, they raise them a little. What's the male sheep called?
Ewe.
Yeah.
You raise them for their... Did you sell them?
Well, for the... Some people raise them for the wool, and they love them for the meat. They're good to barbecue. You raise, take a young sheep and kill it and take all the sheep tallow off, you know. Take all the tallow and then take it to a place or have your own slicer. And just slice it all just nice. Season it overnight.
Yeah.
Real well, then barbecue it. But yeah, that's good meat.
But you would sell the wool?
Yes. Yeah, you share the wool ever so often. I don't know. I never did keep up with it. My daddy used to do it. But sell the wool. Glenn does. I believe Uncle Glenn got some sheep left.
Okay. Now the male hog.
The boar and the sow, the female is the sow.
What about a little one? They were...
Little pigs, we call them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you didn't want a hog to grow up to be a boar, what'd you say you're gonna do?
You'd castrate, I believe. That's what you said, Pistol.
Okay. Other ways of saying that, you know, would they do that with a tomcat? Or?
No, then I don't think they're not that cruel over here with cats. And,
yeah.
Not.
What did you call a male that had been?
Grandma!
Oh.
Did you ever see one that would come up wild around here?
What?
The hogs?
No, we never did. We have... No. We had some in a little island not far from here.
Cow Island?
Cow Island, outside island. A little out of Cow Island, Pine Island. I've heard of them getting them there. But, or maybe in the woods back here, tame pigs, you know,
uh-huh.
would be put in the woods and left and left until they'd get wild. But that's not wild hogs, you know, that's,
They'd have those,
tufts, tufts. That's what you're talking about in their mouth?
Yeah.
Big teeth sticking out.
And when you got a man, tufts. What would stand up on their back, all them?
Yeah, the bristle, I don't know how you say it, but the hair. We call it hog hair, but I don't know how you call it.
Uh-huh.
Stand up on their back, yeah. Well, then a tame one will do that if you get it mad, but not as bad as a wild hog.
Now, the noise made by a calf when it was begin to when it was being weaned, you say the calf began to...
I see.
You know, did you ever have that?
Oh yeah. My son-in-law's got something going through here now.
Okay, when you
Bella, I guess. I hear it low. You say I hear a cow lowing, or I hear a bull a bellering.
Or a horse.
A horse.
Begin to
Nicker, huh?
Nicker when you feed.
Yeah, I believe so.
Now you got some horses and mules and cows and so forth. And you get when they're getting hungry, you'd have to go out and feed
the animals, feed the stock.
And if you're going to feed the hens or the turkeys and the geese,
feed the chickens
and so forth, would you have one name for all of them? You say going out to feed to all.
Well, I said going to feed the chief. I guess whichever I'd have on mine. If you feed them all one or all, you say feed the chickens.
Where'd you keep your chickens?
Well, we had a hen house at our house. My papa used to have a big hen house.
Okay.
And sometimes, I've seen the times different ways. We had a big oak tree, and that was the roost. He'd make a ladder, you know, take a big...